Indian sounds, Indian alphabets, the entire visual forms. Such a fantastic treasure is there in India, if you really see it. Now there are 22 languages, there are about 10 different scripts. But there are some common thread, I may call it as a phonetics, that the utterances are planned in some definite way. So you have two sounds together, three sounds together, and we have got entire system in that way. So the Indian letter forms from all angles, the aesthetic aspect of it, historical aspect of it, calligraphic aspect, typographic aspect, digital aspect. So I got involved in so many planning, the seminars, exhibitions. Oh, plenty of things to do, and I did it, and still I had to do a lot more. But I get tired now, these days.
Typeradio.org.
But still, I must do it.
It must feel like a struggle to bring all these different languages, cultures, religions together. But are you actually looking for a one singular form in which, like, the Indian language can be captured?
You talked my heart. You talked my heart. Because this was a thing I thought in 1968. I said, God, I have to really, because those happenings I had to stage. And happenings were in all Indian languages. So, I don't know all languages. I know only a few. So the rest I had to do it either, you know, how do I do it? So I tried to evolve some of my own script of that type. And I did at the back. And if some participant in the happening is absent, then I would stand over there and read the poem in Kannada, which I do not know. And in which script? Desha Nagari. So in 1968, I tried to do a project called Desha Nagari, a common script for all Indian languages. So these are the these exciting also moments. Though of course the reality on the ground, people always oppose. No. Our language, our script. No, this it's common script is no good. As you have the problems here in also Europe. Bernard Shaw said that your Roman script is phonetically absolutely bad, spelling is a problem, and so he tried to reform the script himself. He declared a big prize till he was alive, but nobody could get prize. But afterwards Kingsley Reed did some work on that, and it is based on the Indian phonetics. So you come back to the same source again. Right? Yeah. So that's how this whole thing has evolved. And I have, in fact, I have some of my type designs done long time back in the 60s. But at that time, no environment was there, because in India, to cast a type at that time was a hand casting. Who will cut the punches? Who will strike the matrix? Who will cut the type? No real environment was over there. And people also asked, why do you need now types? It's okay, we have some types, it goes on. So from those days, I was always keen. But then I realized that, look, the types are based on calligraphy. Great example of Hermann Scharf is there in Germany, to whom I met, and we had a long chat that way. So I always felt that unless somebody writes well and appreciates the handwritten stuff, no new styles can be really come in. So I plunged like a devil into an area of calligraphy. So my name is always associated with the revival of calligraphy in India. It's a single man's work for the last 50 years, 50. I'm struggling to reintroduce calligraphy, means Indian calligraphy in India.
But there are people that will continue the project.
No?
Well, I mean, there are now students are there. Now the students have become teachers. Yeah. Now teachers, students, and it's a third, fourth generation is all going on. But look, India is a big country. And if I do it in one art school, it does not mean that I have done it in other art schools. So again, you have to go there and talk to them. Cham, look, Tamil is so beautiful. And please check your palm leaves and, you know, how nice your entire calligraphic tradition is. So you have to really move around and do it as a missionary work. You know, those days earlier people used to do. Yeah. This is almost in that way, life's mission, I could say, that to revive the aesthetics of Indian native forms and in context to all the technologies. That's a more important thing.
Yeah.
So I did work in hot metal, I did work in phototype setting, then the digital things also were introduced in 70s there, so immediately I had to check what can happen to Indian scripts. So I worked with a great computer scientist in India. They were happy to see, oh God, something very interesting is coming up over here. So I'm with all people. Means I'm with computer scientists. I have told you.
Yeah.
I'm also with the epigraphist, to whom I said, look, chums, Trajan column Rome inscription has inspired hundreds and thousands of type designers in the entire Europe, and we have got thousands and thousands of inscriptions, and beautiful inscriptions in each and every Indian script. Why don't you do something about it? He said, what to do? We only read inscription, who donated whom, who killed whom, or you know, the war details. That's all we have to read it. I said, but see, I appreciate the beauty of the letter forms. Oh, that we didn't know. That, you know, I said, please see it. So I go to epigraphist conferences. And I talk over there, look chum, the calligraphy on stone is also equally important. So I have been involved in this entire research work. So now I know that who was the first guy in India, 200 BC, who first wrote a text on the stone at King Ashoka's time. And his name is Chapada.
Yeah.
Because his name, wrote it and said, engraved on the stone. Chapadena likhitam idam means the great guy called Chapada has written this. So it is there. I said, these are the...
It's like Gilroy.
Yes, it is. So I said, and in that way I've traced more than 40 names of the calligraphers who wrote on stone. Their names are there. And first time in India, this whole historical aspect of it has come.
Have you also done the same?
Stay tuned at www.typeradio.org.